Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. The Thanksgiving holiday is coming up this week, and so this evening's show is all about giving thanks. Thanksgiving celebrations and harvest festivals have been held since ancient times by the ancient Greeks, Romans, Hebrews, Chinese, and Egyptians. What we have come to know as the First Thanksgiving, the famous 1621 pilgrim event, wasn't the first occurrence of the modern American holiday, but was a traditional secular English harvest celebration. The Thanksgiving holiday evolved out of a routine Puritan religious observation. The first national day of Thanksgiving was declared in 1777 by the Continental Congress, and George Washington proclaimed a national day of Thanksgiving in 1789. The idea of a day of Thanksgiving wasn't embraced unanimously, however. President Thomas Jefferson scoffed at the idea, but in 1863, President Lincoln proclaimed the last Thursday in November as a national day of Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving was proclaimed by every president after Lincoln. The date was changed a couple of times, most recently by Franklin Roosevelt, who set it up for 1 week to the next to last Thursday in order to create a longer Christmas shopping season. But he moved it back to its original date 2 years later. In 1941, Thanksgiving was sanctioned by Congress as a legal holiday on the fourth Thursday in November. I'm thankful for the opportunity to bring you some great music from the 1920s and 30s, and I'm going to do just that. Here's the Casa Loma Orchestra and Thanksgiving. Thank you.
life I found in your embrace. I'm thankful though, I know it's ending all too soon. And thanks for unforgettable nights I never can replace, and memories that linger like a haunting tune. It is better to have loved you, dear, and lost, than never to have loved at all. It is better, for no matter what the cost, I held the world in sway and emperor for a day. And thanks again for taking me on the road to paradise. We lost our way, but still I must convey my thanks.
A million thanks to you for everything that love could bring you brought me. Each tender love word you happen to say is hidden away in memory's bouquet. Thanks a million, for I remember too the tenderness that your caresses taught me. You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thanks a million. How can I convey it all? I don't want to bore you. It's so hard to say it all, standing here before you. There's so very much to say in so many ways, but I found a different way in a current phrase. A million, for I remember too the tenderness that your caresses taught me. You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thanks a million.
Morton Downey, The Irish Nightingale, on September 5th, 1935, and Thanks a Million, from the 1935 musical and political satire Thanks a Million, which starred Dick Powell and also featured Fred Allen and Paul Whiteman. Before Morton Downey, it was Lou Stone and the Monsignor Band, October 24th, 1933, and Thanks. The vocalist was Al Boley, who joined Ray Noble shortly after this recording to go to the U.S. Pianist and bandleader Lou Stone was born in London in 1898. He began as a pianist and arranger for Burt Ralston's band, and he also wrote scores for Burt Ambrose. He started recording for the Duophone Company as early as 1929. He joined the Roy Fox Band in 1931, but when Roy fell ill a few months later, Lou became leader and arranger for the band. At the invitation of the Monsignor Restaurant, he formed his own Lou Stone and the Monsignor Band and opened on October 24, 1932. Other venues in the 30s included the Hollywood Restaurant, the Trianon Restaurant, the Dorchester Hotel, and London's Café de Paris, where he frequently did remote broadcasts. From 1931 to 35, he was musical director for Dominion Films, where he worked on 40 pictures. Lou Stone died on February 13, 1969, at age 71. And we began this Thanksgiving show with the Casa Loma Orchestra in New York on December 19, 1932, and Thanksgiving. The Casa Loma Orchestra was formed out of a band called the Orange Blossoms, managed by Gene Goldkett. Goldkett left in 1921, and in April of 1930, the Casa Loma Orchestra was established as a co-op, with lead alto saxophonist Glenn Gray as president of the corporation. Although he managed a good portion of the band's business affairs, he didn't front the band until 1937. The creative force behind the band in the early 30s was arranger Gene Gifford. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, and streaming online on demand at radiofreeworld.com. Continuing this Thanksgiving edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, here are the Boswell Sisters.
Everything. Wanna try hide and come, you Mr. Moon. When this joy you bring from your home way up above, you know how to start the game of love. Most every night you shine so bright. You know that lovers need your light. I thank you, Mr. Moon. You take to heart, you tie them tight. If love goes wrong, you make it right. I thank you, Mr. Moon. You're the one that keeps the world caressing. Every beat is like a heaven's blessing. Tonight, tonight, my one big chance. Please help me out and in advance. I thank you, Mr. Moon.
Every night you shine so bright. You know the love needs your light.
Bum what
I thank you, Mr. Moon. Take to heart, hot and high. If love goes wrong, you make it right.
The world caressing. Every beam is like a heaven blessing.
Night to night, my one day chance. Help me out and in advance.
What love, what love.
I want to thank you, Mr. Moon. I want to thank you, Mr. Moon.
Thank you. for a good bee gives weekends, and her weekends are not a success. But she asks you so often, you finally soften, and end by answering yes. When I left Mrs. Lousborough Goodby's, the letter I wrote was polite, but it would have been bliss had I dared write her this, the letter I wanted to write. Thank you so much, Mrs. Lousborough Goodby. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that infinite weekend with you. Thank you a lot, Mrs. Lousborough Goodby. Thank you a lot. And don't be surprised if you suddenly should be quietly shot. For the clinging perfume and that damp little room, for those cocktails so hot and the bath that was not, for those guests so amusing and mentally bracing, who talked about racing and racing and racing, for the ptomaine I got from your famous tin salmon, for the fortune I lost when you taught me backgammon, for those mornings I spent with your dear but deaf mother, for those evenings I passed with that bounder, your brother, and for making me swear to myself there and then never to go for a weekend again. Oh, no. Thank you so much, Mrs. Lousborough Goodby. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Lousbury Goodby, written by Cole Porter and performed there by Douglas Bing. Douglas Bing was born in Nottingham, England in 1893, and his specialty was musical comedy and drag pantomime. He wrote many of these character numbers himself, which had him impersonating historical figures such as Queen Elizabeth I. Two of his other recordings are I'm One of the Queens of England and I'm the Pest of Budapest. Douglas Bing worked right up until his death in 1987 at age 94. Before Douglas Bing, we heard Henry Hall and the new BBC Dance Orchestra, August 8, 1934, and Thank You, Mr. Bach. And we began that set with the Boswell sisters, Connie, Martha, and Vet, with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra and I Thank You, Mr. Moon, recorded December 5, 1931. That record was originally released only in Japan on the Lucky label, which was a Brunswick licensee. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Have a request for a particular song or artist? Have a comment about the show? You can send them by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Continuing this Thanksgiving edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, here are Waring's Pennsylvanians.
Thank you. thank them both for meeting up with one another. Thank the horse that pulled the buggy that night. Thank you, Dan, for being just a bit tired. Thank the June night, and thank the moonlight that caressed them from above. And thank goodness for their marriage and for that baby carriage, or I'd have no one to love.
Convey my thanks.
million thanks to you for everything that love could bring. You brought me each tender love word you happened to say is hidden away in memory's bouquet. Thanks a million, for I remember too the tenderness that your caresses taught me. You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thanks a million to you.
Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians in 1935 with the vocal by Carmen Lombardo and Thanks a Million. Before Thanks a Million, it was another version of Thanks. We heard Lou Stone and his band in the first segment of the show. This time, Bing Crosby with Jimmy Greer and his orchestra, August 27th, 1933, from the 1933 picture Too Much Harmony. And we began that segment of this Thanksgiving edition of the show with Thank Your Father from the score of Flying High, the last collaboration of De Silva, Brown, and Henderson, and which starred Burt Lahr and Kate Smith. The vocal refrain was by Will Morgan and the Three Girlfriends, except for that last little phrase at the end, which was by... That's right, Polly McClintock. Thank Your Father was recorded January 17, 1930. Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, heard each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, and available anytime, streaming online at www.radiofreeworld.com. I'm your host, Glenn Robison. Here's Percival Mackey and his band.
An old-fashioned team, it was a wonderful treat to hear the patter of horses' feet. My bones were nearly broke, I took it as a joke. It was only to me, cause I was used to riding in a big limousine. But buggy riding loving sure beats any machine. Now, although I lost my pride, thanks for the buggy ride, I had a wonderful time. Thank you.
Parthenon and moments on the Hudson River line. How lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of rainy afternoons, swingy Harlem tunes, and motor trips, and burning lips, and burning toast and prunes. How lovely it was. Many's the time that we feasted, and many's the time that we fasted. Oh, well, it was swell while it lasted. We did have fun and no harm done. And thanks for the memory of sunburns at the shore, nights in Singapore. You might have been a headache, but you never were a bore. So thank you so much.
Brightest day
of June, all through you. Thanks a lot. I forgot how to sing. Am I blue? No more blackbirds, no more gloom. There's a bluebird in my room. In it flew, love came too, thanks to you.
Bing Crosby once again, this time with Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra, and Thanks to You, from March 2, 1931. Before Bing, we heard Shep Fields and his Rippling Rhythm Orchestra and Thanks for the Memory, written by Ralph Ranger and Leo Robin, and introduced by Bob Hope and Shirley Ross in the big broadcast of 1938. And we started off with Percival Mackey and his band with the vocal by Fred Douglas and Thanks for the Buggy Ride, waxed April 17, 1926. Thanks for the Buggy Ride was written in 1925 by Jules Bufano, who also wrote Henpecked Blues. On March 1, 1928, Jules Bufano led the orchestra at the opening of the Seattle Theater, now known as the Paramount Theater, and in the early 20s he was a pianist and arranger in the Paul Bees Orchestra.
Sunshine wore a frown, and a summer shower came pouring down.
I knew were very sweet, and I was very lonely. In my heart, the strangest kind of pain.
Gee, oh gosh, I'm grateful, 'cause it started to rain.
In your Alice gown, you looked a dream from heaven, lovely as a rhapsody refrain. Gee, oh gosh, I'm grateful,
'cause it started to rain, started to rain. You said sweetly, share my umbrella, 'cause I'm a regular fella, please do.
You blush sweetly, shed my umbrella, said Mr. Regular Fella, thank you.
Now we've got a house with the cutest little blue room.
Every night at 6 I catch my train.
Gee, oh gosh, I'm grateful, 'cause it started to rain.
Your pretty dress is ringing, but my heart was singing with joy.
I said yes, of course my dress is ringing, but my heart said, what a handsome boy. And now we've got a house, the neighbors love our baby.
Every night at 6 I catch my train.
Gee, oh gosh, I'm grateful, 'cause it started to rain.
Often go wrong, let them hear your voice. You'll find that rhythm and song make the world rejoice. Make life go with a swing, laugh at trouble and sing. Tra la 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 la, count your blessings and smile. While you're playing your part, keep a song in your heart. Tra la 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 la, your blessings and smile. Sing low, sing high. Isn't it grand beating the band? Who wants to die? Oh, what a happy land. Hi, show them what you can do. Make a hullabaloo. Tra la 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 la. Count your blessings and smile. You're going to get together, swing it around. Now get together, swing it around. Make life go with a swing and a smile. Laugh at trouble and sing all the while. Now count your blessings and smile. While you're playing your own little part, you gotta keep a song in your heart. Black puddings and trappin' trotters, count your blessings and smile. Sing low, sing high. Isn't it grand beating the band? Who wants to die? Oh, what a happy, happy land. Show them what you can do. Make a hullabaloo. Count your blessings, 1, 2, 3. Count your blessings, 4, 5, 6. Count your blessings and smile. Thank you.
We began that set of songs on this Thanksgiving edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with Stuff Smith and his Onyx Club Boys on May 4th, 1937, and Twilight in Turkey. Get it? Thanksgiving? Turkey?
That's silly!
Next, it was Sam Brown and Elsie Carlisle and Oh Gee Oh Gosh I'm Grateful, and we finished up with some good advice. Count Your Blessings and Smile, George Formby, from May 31st, 1940. And I'm pleased that we have some more time this week. Here are a couple more Thanksgiving songs.
Holland tunes and motor trips and burning lips and burning toast and prunes. How lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of candlelight and wine, castles on the Rhine, your cozy chair and parties where we sang Sweet Adeline. How lovely it was. Many is the time that we feasted, and met is the time that we fasted. Oh, well, it was swell while it lasted. We did have fun and no harm done. And thanks for the memory of sunburns at the shore, nights in Singapore. You might have been a headache, but you never were a bore. So thank you so much. Thank you.
all that you've done, for chasing the shadows and ringing the sun, for making each day a beautiful day. I'm grateful to you, sweetheart. I'm grateful to you for sharing each care. Whenever I need you, you're always right there, for helping along when something goes wrong. I'm grateful with all my heart for ending all my loneliness. How can I measure your worth for bringing me such happiness and making this a heaven on earth? I'm grateful to you for guiding me right from out of the darkness. You showed me the light for so many things your tender love brings. I'm grateful to you, sweetheart.
Thanks for the Memory, written by Ralph Ranger and Leo Robin, played by Roy Fox and his band from the Monsignor Restaurant on February 15, 1938, a few years after Lou Stone was there in the recording we heard a little while ago. And we just heard Buddy Clark with Dick McDonough and his orchestra, and a Benny Davis, J. Fred Coots collaboration, I'm Grateful to You, recorded June 23, 1936. I am grateful to you for listening and for your support. Count your blessings, smile, and have a very happy Thanksgiving. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.